Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We got a drive moment.
Yes, okay, sir.
On Drive 959, on the street, on the air. It's a Tuesday afternoon, Monday. And before Monday was Sunday. And then
okay.
So it goes on to Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. So, yeah, we're talking about, not necessarily about, maybe about crime, which obviously, crime is not a good thing, especially when you get robbed, you know, which is not funny. But sometimes thugs do the strangest things or say very strange things as they rob you. But most dangerous provinces in South Africa, the provinces with the highest murder rates, Eastern Cape, Western Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal, they consistently record the gravest statistics in violent crime, including homicides. But here's our drive moment for today. Thought I should give you this information before. What's the most unusual, surprising, or even polite thing a para has ever done or said to you while robbing you? I know that a while ago, there's a lady who was walking from Baragwanath, and I think she was going to Pimville. I think on that particular day, she was going to Pimville, and three paras appeared. She was on the phone, and obviously, they robbed her.
Mm-hmm.
And while they robbed her, this other two were robbing her. The other one was eating spatlo. They took her phone, and the one who was eating spatlo gave the spatlo to the other ones because he wanted to have a conversation with this lady they had just robbed.
Okay.
And he says to her, "Yo, hey umuhle man, ufuna sikhabe."
Imagine
now. And ngalelo kota leyo lespatla, he even decides to kiss her on the cheek.
Jesus.
And that was the end, and she walked.
They still took the phone.
Yeah, they took the phone.
But you see, Kapi, we were safe.
It's your
like
picture.
They've robbed you already, but they're still concerned about your safety. But you see, Kapi, Sisi, we were safe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so you will watch Amateki. But you are both parallel. Maria Sanganis. So try and take him out of his threat, and that's Spanish. And now my day out time. And then one day I went to Kempton Park. We do Unigiwe, and then I saw him at Rupin, and he was wearing my sneakers.
Thefing. So we feel
the one you're supposed to wash.
Wow,
he didn't wash them. So when he saw me,
he tried to hide his feet.
He was on his knees. I was like, "Ah, you want to go to school?" Baba school.
And you remain calm.
Why would I at that moment?
He killed like, all like, so, yeah, no. He
should have captured that moment in a video.
Yes, this happened long time ago. Cause and you some man.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking your daughter out to the spare nearby grand.
Oh.
I didn't even ask him why he was wearing it.
Let alone why he was on his knees.
Wow. Like
on bended knee.
Wow. So No. This was actually quite a traumatic experience. But nevertheless, there's always a light moment, right? So my mom was getting hijacked in our yard. So baile bamuyeme like any katalat. So I bamuyeme like any hatswan sa tumokoluing para 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 kima para, right? And as they drove away, they said to my mom, "Hi, mama, ungarinyu wa makhat nayi wallet."
Wallet.
They gave her her wallet. They didn't even bother opening it. The only thing they wouldn't allow her to take is her phone. Mara, they gave her wallet and said, "Ay, already singa
kusoko." Guilty, but shall we guilty?
Mama, singa kusoko lizo ulogu yoyenza ma ID.
Auna ne moto. Because I know someone who was hijacked.
Like it.
No. They dropped it off at a particular space and bam nigga 50 rand it takes. Bam of us. No, you're chill. A KZN actually. Begaya a teen. Bam bam balapo, but I where's this? Mtagabab. Now 50 rand, okay, well, it takes.
Wowza.
My par.
Wowza.
San Bonan.
Guys, I don't know whether I should cry or love me. Izolo, ngikumechim, ngena la ngithatha imali ngiyaphuma ngiyebhara. Ngiphuma ebhara on my way back. Yo, it was already dark, ne? On my way back, kuvela amabhara iPhone. Yo, guys, they took my phone. Mabathatha iphone mina ngithi bayahamba, like everything was happening slow. You know, like I'm a robbery, they are fast and stuff. Everything was happening slow. It was like mina bengihamba nabo laba bantu the way they were doing things. Bangithatha iphone yam. Bakhiphe iSIM card bayanginika. Yazi the second para uthini ngim? Uthi your sister yazi umuhle mara stufuza ngakulotshola what what. You know Zulus and those places of them. Maqatha uthi since sister telephone yakho how long is it going to take you to get a new phone? Cause mina uyangithama ngifuna ukuthola inumber yakho. Like you just took my phone and you ask me how long it's going to take for me to get a new phone. Uthi nizongifonela.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959.
So I leave voice notes up a
thank you.
I was hijacked at gunpoint with a friend of mine, and while they were negotiating ukuthi siphume emotweni so they can take the car, the other guy just said, I saw the police as hijacked abantu abamnyama. And then they left us there. That was
what?
It.
Bram thugs are very considerate, hey? I remember when Sarapo was here on Agua Bram and they wanted to take my phone, and I was like, guys, please, not my phone. I do have 50 rands though. You can have that and let me go. Gave them the 50 rands, and yeah, we had a chat about how unsafe it is, and one of them even said I was a good person.
Actually,
good what? People. Good people.
Very I dude, there's no thief who's going to accept 50 rand. More outing. The cost of living is too high.
No,
but guys, he was pleading. He was making
I don't care. I don't care.
Because they even said, because you're a good guy, we're here for you and it's unsafe.
Ah, kiko bohomo.
Ah, kiko pramfande.
Ah,
or maybe
students.
But those ones who said, because you are black.
We're not going to...
We call it veneke, guys, so we don't do veneke. So it's a slang. So they don't hijack black people. They don't do a house breaking into black houses. Yes. So we call it Ivanek. So we don't do Ivanek.
Skumbero, who are you?
Tell us.
Just tell us who you are. Because first hour you were spending 200,000 at a club. Now you're telling us about Ivanek. Now Ipara Chanja Iteki. Yeah, but I do know that that's a rule.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, it's our drive moment this afternoon. What's the most unusual, surprising, or even polite things a para has ever done or said to you while robbing you? And we've got some interesting stats here about crime on the continent and South Africa. According to the Global Peace Index 2023, South Africa ranks 130th. Out of 163 countries, placing it firmly in the bottom half globally when it comes to levels of peace and safety. But in terms of the world's most dangerous countries by crime rate, CarTrack places South Africa at fifth in the world. We are behind countries like Venezuela and Afghanistan. Why do you think every time when, if you've got a tracker on your car, whenever I go to Tembisa, it's Irhewen.
I knew that I was coming. So I keep on his alert.
Hey, well.
Tembisa, Barakibokiko guy, fellow good.
Yeah.
Matelago. Matelago fire.
Sropemperegela, Jukulain.
Jukulain.
Yeah. I was there over the weekend. And I actually have a gig with Jukulain in 2 weeks. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, every time you're at the Castigum Nandi, bro.
We don't fear for our lives.
No.
Samba Nengi lows. That's why I
repeat.
Mina ipara back at home in KZN, my dad then is coma to be precise. Leza gim lizong ting selling kukemia, maliti sisi, na in kukunya itaisa, bebe keza ngayolapa, by yegela hamba and get him fully, meaning I save up before in get him fully. Nay, mago wuti na ufung your case, ufuning kukemia, nay, nyak ting selling, zog near half price, 60 rand sis, yo hangars and play rand. From that time I knew kutabantaba keza ng kuku, they recycled them, mama paraba ting seller food.
Well, for me, I think that's the other reason.
ngingimotivate ukuthi ngithenge imoto because ngizama ama-takes ejos bebangikhuthuza but they didn't win. The one time where they stole my phone was through a window. I-window belivuleke kancane lafika iphara lahebisa ifoni yami ngihlele ebackseat ku-iveco and there was nothing I could do kuleya traffic. Umuntu ubalekile wena ungene ewandarasi or ungene evolmarant awazi. And then my phone has also been stolen at Groove as well. Bakushange ethufinga benza bayakuchayisa and multi-papa phone gone, multi-ajika awumboni naloyo muntu. Oh guys,
angibamba inkunzi amanye amavenda ayi-2 angizwanga nix mara ngivele ngabona la ngibanje inkunzi la. So nje I can't translate what they said to me but nje actions nje say ah namhlanje mpana you have been marked.
Yo guys, now I remember my first year, the Pirates 83. They wanted to steal my laptop. And mind you, that day I had to submit something. They gave me a chance to submit. Then they took my laptop and gave me my ID. I'm
falling
down a mail.
I told you. I can't so you don't believe me. Or they'll give
so
you pocket money.
So my para is a high. Wow. I my para. I submit. Abatsa maya haya ilokalama.
Also, yenze kuyivule stratini bese kukhona yini igeja lezi hinetwe kuthiwa igeja. Yazi igeja?
No.
Okay. Ikasi khona igeja. Yazi igeja.
Or like maybe a bus station.
Yazi igeja now.
No one knows igeja. Not even Glenn knows igeja.
But Keisha knows me. Keisha is listening to the show.
Keisha is a
network. Oh, is it?
So sister Uti, I'm a para I'm changing cook. The sister was saying Newcastle, I can tell you for free than as a guy. That chicken for 60 rand was a bargain.
It's cheap, innit? Yeah.
Very cheap.
It's cheap.
The chicken that you use Ugu to get the senior manana and the black chicken is super expensive. For you to get it in 60 rand, you should have sold it now in Pambil.
In 200.
You should have made so much money.
Senyama sauce rekang seuso na.
Komoso, how often have you seen Kukwe black? How often do you see Kukwe black?
Guys, Barry, diamond. In a spiritual warfare.
Doesn't matter.
So, 5 minutes ago.
But yeah, but something else.
Wena uloyesha.
Did you say
no, we didn't.
You said she would have made more money.
So there's this guy, Obanjo Nkunzi. Uti didn't hear what they said, but who has good time? Yeah, discrimination.
I said discrimination.
No, those people could have been Chinese. So those people could have been Chinese. I know, mina umuntu bambamba inkunzi e East London. Leza mazik bambi nkunzi. Angithi, you know, East London has produced some of the best boxers.
Yes.
Oh, they don't come with a knife or a gun. But the chap, go let a phone. Yes. We beg up of us. Oh, I beg that better and get up a card.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. True story. As
you
beg up a pants. How can I beg up a pants? Because I was away. And that guy was reluctant. But I'm going to get up a card. I really move as far. They tell her and jump from there. Yeah. Let you pamba. It's a true story.
This one is not me, but it happened to my client. Ooh. She comes back and tells me, yo, sister, yesterday, guess what happened? We got hijacked at our gate. I'm like, I wait. Now, sure. Are you okay? It's like, yeah, I'm fine. Guess what these people were doing? They kept on comforting her, reassuring her, our sister, ne? Our clothes are next. Hemfetu. Oh, I'm not pregnant. Oh, no. Just drop her here. They dropped them where? Just 2 streets away from where they stay because this one is pregnant and they were saying, penelozo paper, man. And guess what? They even gave her her phone. They gave her her phone, took the car only. They left.
I was saying,
I'm going to go to the house.
I usually give out Taramo freeway, N1.
So they can't see your color.
Yeah. So I know that in the 90s when, you know, hijacking became fashionable.
Sure.
So the people in Soweto would tell you, you need to get a sticker saying, I love Soweto. Satan Bisa necessary. I love Soweto. Yeah. Even Liberty Batem Bisa never was again.
No, it's called Face Your Fears, Live Your Dreams.
Yeah.
Face your fears, live your dreams.
Live your dreams, yes.
Live your or live.
I think we should go to it.
So, but when hunger hit hard, they ignored the sticker.
Oh, we still have the story.
I mean, you have one of those lazy days whereby you just let me just take a walk, go to a mall or something. I wasn't dressed like I'm going to a party. You know how comfortable is an old underwear is? Him lowing your hamba. I left my car at home. Hamba nginyao. Nang fia is kangen so. Kana la mapar bang biz. Hey sister, sister, nyai daftisa. I la piano umunye ang lavuleng iskipa. Mang lavuleng iskipa. Obviously, so tabuga iskipa. Mas tabuga kuvele ipraya me mata ematabu tabu. Lo munye atia. Lota Jugelange, Shemis Kepselus Fadelanati. They just left me. They never even took my phone.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.